Chapter 3. Rich Children. The next day, the children decide they want to be very rich. They go to the forest and tell it their wish.
"How much money do you want?"
it says. Charles says,
"Please give us a lot of gold coins, but Martha mustn't see them."
Suddenly, the ground is full of gold coins. The children are happy and fill their pockets with the money.
"Let's go to the village near here and use the gold coins before sunset,"
Robert says.
"Good idea,"
say the others.
"Thank you, It."
It watches the children leave. When everything is quiet again, it goes back into the sand. In the village, the children see a baker's shop. They're very hungry, and they go inside.
"I want 4 buns, please,"
Anthea says. The baker gives the buns to Anthea. Anthea gives him gold coins. And the baker is surprised.
"What's this?"
"It's money for the buns."
"But this is old money,"
the baker says.
"I can't take this. I want normal money."
Anthea must pay for the buns with her pocket money. She's not happy about this. The children eat the buns, and then Charles says,
"We're rich. Let's buy bicycles with our gold coins."
"Okay,"
say the others, and they go to the bicycle shop together. But the man in the shop is suspicious because their parents aren't with them.
"These bicycles cost a lot of money,"
the man says.
"We know,"
says Charles.
"We've got a lot of money. Look, we've got gold coins."
"Nobody uses gold coins. Did you steal them? I must call the police."
The man goes to the telephone. The children are frightened and they leave the shop. After some time, a policeman finds the children in the street and takes them to the police station. They see Martha and Billy on the way. Martha doesn't see the gold coins.
"They're good children. They aren't thieves."
It's sunset when they arrive at the police station. The children look in their pockets, but there are no more gold coins. The policeman says,
"I'm sorry. You're good children. You can go home now."